The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has described as a major achievement for the nation maintaining the country's security amid regional and global instability. Ayatollah Khamenei made the remarks in his annual message on the occasion of the Persian New Year, Nowruz. The leader noted that Iran is maintaining its security as the Middle East in general and Iran's neighboring countries in particular are plagued by insecurity. He praised the Iranian nation for responding to the U.S. president's affront to their country with a massive turnout during the February 10 rallies marking the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. The Iran leader was referring to Donald Trump's travel ban on several Muslim countries, including Iran. During the message, Ayatollah Khamenei named the Persian New Year as the year of resistance, economy, production, and job creation. He called for concerted efforts to implement the economy of resistance. Journalist and commentator Abbas Aslani joins us now from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Mr. Aslani, welcome to the program and happy Nowruz to you. Give us your thoughts on the key points that came up in the New Year message of Ayatollah Khamenei.
Hello, first, thank you for having me. Let me first wish a happy New Year for all Iranians in the country and across the globe and all those who are celebrating Nowruz in the world. Iranian leader today in his message, Nowruz message, referred to some key points, which one point was referring to the domestic economy in the country. The leader has been all along emphasizing on the resistance economy, and this is not something new. And in the past Iranian year, also the year was named, it was including the resistance economy and the action. But I think because the leader was pointing out and referring to some social and economic problems in the country, he thinks that the resolving those problems needs much more than words and mostly doing things in practice. And in order to make that solution practical, the leader pointed out that it needs to, the officials in the country need to emphasize, to focus on some practical measures and to mostly to focus on some key elements of the solution. And he put it in two points, that one was the production, which can, it can help the economy of the country, and in other section, which is the part of the economic problems of the people in the country, which is the job creation. In those terms, I think if those two elements are implemented, they can, to a huge extent, help the resolve the problems in the country. And in other terms, Iranian leader referred and pointed out to some issues in the region. Today, the security issue is an issue in the country, in the region. If you look at some countries in the region like Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and some other countries, you can see that insecurity in those countries. Even in some countries which were someday secure, like neighboring countries with Iran, like Turkey, and some other countries, even in European continent, you are seeing that day by day some terrorist actions are taking place. Iran has been trying to keep itself safe from those incidents, and this is an important issue that you need to try to yourself in security, in the security and in a safe situation, whereas all the region is volatile in many parts in fire.
Journalist and commentator Mr. Abbas Aslani joining us from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Now to further discuss the message of Ayatollah Khamenei at the turn of the new year, we're also joined by Professor of University of Tehran, Mr. Fuad Izadi, who's joining us on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Professor Izadi, welcome to the program. Two key parts of Ayatollah Khamenei's message that the address to the nation that he just read out, one being the issue of security and inter-border security of Iran as the region is facing tough and difficult times, and the other being the issue of maintaining and ensuring resistance economy, dubbing the new year resistance economy, production and job creation. Elaborate on those comments for us, please.
Well, as you know, this is a tradition in Iran. On the first day of the Iranian New Year, the first day of spring, the country's leaders makes two speeches. One, a short speech right at the time that the spring arrives, basically, which today was about 2 p.m. local time in Tehran. And then another speech on the same day, normally a few hours later. The second speech is much longer, more extensive, and that's going to happen later on today. But what we heard a few minutes ago, basically the idea behind these speeches are to review what happened in the previous year. As he said in his speech, both the good parts and the difficulties that the country had. He highlighted some of the successes that Iran has had in the previous year, both in domestic policies and international policy, security, maintaining security in this terrible part of the world is one, making sure that people's well-being is sustained and the economy is functioning is another. The difficulty is also dealt with economic issues. You know, he has been, Ayatollah Khamenei has been talking about resilience economy for the last many years. And this year, like the previous year, is also named after the issue of resilience economy. This year, the idea is about creating jobs and increasing production. You know, we are going to have an election in about 2 months. So what he says in these speeches, both the one we just heard and the one that's going to come up in a few hours, is going to have political ramifications. People listen to these speeches for clues on how he sees the political settings in the country. I'm sure people outside Iran also listen to these speeches. The speech that you're going to hear in a few hours is more or less similar to what you have in the United States in the terms of in with regard to the State of Union, an annual speech basically reviewing what has been done and then expecting or providing clues for how the next year, the coming year, will look like. Overall, I think the tone was optimistic. I think he likes the progress that the Rouhani government has made with regard to the economic issues, although he is, I think, questioning some of the data that is coming out. As he said in his speech, some data showing progress, some data showing setbacks. I think in terms of international issues, he is expecting more progress in terms of making sure that the neighborhood where Iran is located
indeed
is safe with Iran's contribution.
Thank you, sir. Professor Fouad Izadi joining us on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran.